One of the things that I have heard, because the effects of it are enhanced by estrogen, as if a woman is past menopause and she's not doing any kind of estrogen replacement kind of therapy, she will have less trouble with the bonding hormone. And in some cases feels like she's been set free. She can just go sleep with anybody. Woohoo! Because she doesn't go through all that attachment stuff. The other thing, guys, that you need to know about sex and when that happens in this whole dating process is that the freedom that men experience about sex, women pre-menopause can't experience. You know, they mentally they can try to get there, but our bodies react like every act of sex is a potential lifetime commitment, that we have just created a life. And until very recently, it was also potentially a life-threatening commitment. You know, the death rate during childbirth, you know, it was just common. It's common for women to die as a result of pregnancy and childbirth. So it could be a lifetime commitment or a life-threatening commitment. So it's very difficult for women to take sex lightly. We can mentally try to take sex lightly, but everything in our body, all the hormones being released, all the instinct going on, is telling us that this is not a light thing. And you will probably notice a shift in a woman once you have sex, that how she's being before then, afterwards she'll be much more sensitive. Her self-confidence will take a hit. Her self-confidence will take a hit because now she's watching you more closely. Do you know, do you like everything about her? It now matters a heck of a lot more than it did the day before. So as you consider when to include sex in this process that we go through with each other, that's something else that you want to consider. It will change her. And I know I've heard from lots and lots and lots and lots of men over the last 14 years that it changes you too. And it's something that men, as they get older, as they mature, we put it like this. So we have a panel of men, right? And we have the 22-year-old, the 32-year-old, the 42-year-old, and the 52-year-old. And the question is, what do you think about a woman who has sex on the first date? And the 22-year-old goes, Yahoo! And the 32-year-old goes, yeah, that could be good. It doesn't mean anything. We might end up together. We might not end up together. It doesn't have an impact on whether we're together or not. That could be good. The 42-year-old's going, I'm not always ready on the first date. That could be too soon for me. I don't want to do that. And the 52-year-old, you know, there are a lot of men in their 50s and 60s. They're like, if I'm not in love, I don't want to have sex. I'm just not interested in it. It's a big deal for me. It's the most intimate act that there is. It's an incredible form of communication. It's, to me, it's a commitment, and I don't, you know, I have to wait until I'm ready. So there's a change that happens as men. It actually has everything to do with levels of testosterone, okay? Because as you get older, the levels of testosterone are naturally dropping off, and which means that the hunger is less urgent. You know, when you're starving, you'll eat fast food. Do you know, when the hunger is less urgent, you get pickier about what you eat, and you're willing to just go hungry. You know, when... like, nah, I'm not that hungry. I'll pass on that one. Food and eating is always a good analogy for sex. Always. Because, you know, the big problem between men and women is convincing each other to eat when the other is not hungry. Then number 6 is we're out of sync culturally.